Today, the Japanese parliament released a scathing report on the Fukushima nuclear disaster. It says the disaster was man-made. The report by the Fukushima Nuclear Accident Commission blames the government's cozy relationship with the nuclear industry and lack of proper precautions at the plants for the meltdowns. This report comes on a day when Japan restarted one of its reactors, the first restart since the Fukushima nuclear disaster led to a nationwide nuclear power shutdown. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with Kevin Camps, radioactive waste watchdog at Beyond Nuclear, about the Japanese parliamentary report.
The findings are along the lines of what we suspected all along, that incompetence and arrogance and ignorance at the highest levels of the government, the safety regulator, so-called, and the nuclear industry itself led to massive catastrophe for the planet.
So breaking it down, can you talk about the safety concerns that were initiated back in 2006, which weren't really carried out?
Well, apparently there were precautions that were ordered by the Japanese government to be better prepared for earthquakes, and Tokyo Electric Power Company, in its arrogance, simply disregarded and stalled and negotiated right up until 2011, when a 9.0 earthquake likely itself at least initiated the meltdown of the Unit 1 reactor. This report now confirms for the first time in any official way what whistleblowers at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant have been saying since this disaster began.
Now, it's very common in Japan to have earthquakes. So one would think that the power plants were protected against this type of activity.
Yes, exactly. And that is why the 2006 upgrades were put in place that Tokyo Electric disregarded. Japan has a third of the earthquakes in the world, and they have a very large number of nuclear power plants. In addition to the four reactors destroyed by this catastrophe, there are 50 additional reactors in Japan. And the two that are the first to start up since the catastrophe are located right on top of earthquake fault lines. The plant is called Oi in western Japan in Fukui Prefecture.
It was said that the tsunami was the cause of the disaster, where in fact this wasn't true.
Well, Tokyo Electric, as well as the United States nuclear power industry, I should hasten to add, have pointed to the tsunami as something unpredictable, something very rare, once in a thousand years. And as we've known from the very beginning of this disaster, the earthquake itself likely caused the damage that led to the meltdown at Unit 1, because there were very high radiation readings on site before the tsunami hit. There was about a half hour or 45 minutes between the earthquake and the first of the tsunami waves. They already had very high readings of radioactivity on site, and sure enough, whistleblowers have come forward and said that pipes had broken, had fallen off the walls, and cooling had been disrupted to at least the Unit 1 core before the tsunami hit.
I thought I had heard that there were cracks in the reactor core even before the earthquake hit.
Well, Tokyo Electric had been busted many years earlier for covering up problems at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant and other nuclear power plants in its fleet. And that did involve cracks in systems and structures and components at the nuclear power plant. So they literally, in some cases, covered up cracks so that inspectors could not find them. And they had been busted for that the better part of a decade ago. So this company is very infamous for its secrecy, for its lies, and that culminated on March 11th, 2011.
Can we talk a bit about the confusion because of lack of communication between the government and the TEPCO officials?
Well, yes, the collusion is a big part of the findings of this report, and I saw that. I visited Fukushima Daiichi 7 months before the catastrophe, and I sat down with the mayors of the host towns, Okuma and Futaba, and the complicity, the collusion between government officials, between so-called safety regulators and the industry was just palpable. And the amount of money flowing is another big thing. The nuclear power industry in Japan, just like here, is one of the biggest economic and political players. And so the campaign contributions, the lobbying, the revolving door between the various sectors of the nuclear and government and academic complex is just obvious.
But you would think then that they'd be on the same page once the disaster hit, but they were speaking at cross purposes, weren't they?
Well, there was tremendous chaos, and Prime Minister Khan, who was a social activist before attaining the prime ministership, was very distrustful of Tokyo Electric and even his own government regulators from the very beginning. He actually assembled an ad hoc committee of advisors in real time when this thing started, because he didn't trust what he was being told by the industry and by his supposed safety regulators.
What about the residents? They were caught without really being told what was going on.
Yes, it was very shocking to learn that some of the residents just within the 10-mile zone did not know for many hours that there was a problem at the nuclear power plant. And granted, it was amidst the chaos of an unprecedented earthquake and tsunami, but obviously the safeguards for emergency alert and evacuation were woefully inadequate.
The report also blamed the culture in Japan, that of compliance, of not questioning authority, as one of the factors in this disaster.
And that's an interesting point, because now that the Japanese people know that they've been lied to for a half century about this nuclear safety myth, they are not taking it anymore. And so last Friday, there was a protest by 200,000 people at the Prime Minister's residence. This is historic. It's unprecedented. They were protesting Prime Minister Noda's decision to restart reactors post-Fukushima. Now, most of society, 70% of the Japanese people, are opposed to restarting reactors post-Fukushima. Here in the United States, although we're a different culture, there is so much of the same dynamic of just blindly accepting or ignoring that there are these very same risks here by elected officials at the highest levels to the safety regulators who are supposed to protect us and are actually very well paid to do this job, and yet no questions asked, exemptions galore, and the industry's bottom line is the most important thing.
Kevin Camps is a radioactive waste watchdog at Beyond Nuclear. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.